We lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, talk some hoops. It's March, a lot happening. He's the head coach of the back-to-back regular season Pac-12 champs, made the finals of the league tournament. Keep up with him on Twitter. The handle is at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves joins us. Coach, how are we feeling today after, when you think about it, it's been a nonstop run that started 5 months ago?
Well, I feel as good as can be, I guess. The day after is never fun, unless you're the champ. But you know, you gotta learn from it and move forward, big guy. And then I leave in the morning for recruiting all week. I think I got five states in 5 days. So it never ends, big fella.
Wow, it sure doesn't. So, before the game, I'm curious as to your message, because obviously the UCLA game was a grinder. And I was talking with a friend of mine about what you guys had done to the Cardinal down there. I mean, that's a blue blood program. Tara, as you know, is a Hall of Famer. I mean, you had to know that they had this thing circled in red and we're going to come out with the focus of an assassin, right?
Oh, well, no doubt about it. I mean, they obviously aren't 40 points worse than us. We knew that going in. It was a perfect storm. We played really well. They didn't. And, you know, and that's how that game went. But we knew it. And, you know, and we'd had a tough road to get there. But very similar to what happened last year. Remember that semifinal last year up in Seattle where we beat UCLA in a hard-fought game and then turned around and really blew Stanford out. So I wasn't worried there, but we just didn't play that well yesterday for, you know, whatever reason.
You know, one thing about a tournament like you just played, and I know everybody plays under the same circumstances, is, you know, you got pushed by Arizona, then to the max by UCLA. Stanford, to their credit, kind of crushed Cal, cruised against the Huskies. You think the slow start yesterday at all can be attributed to maybe a little mental and physical fatigue?
Oh, I think that was certainly part of it. I don't know, you know, well, you know, you don't know. I haven't really had a chance to dissect it and really watch to see what they did, you know, that slowed us up. But yeah, there's no question. We haven't had the depth all year. And three games in 3 days, one of those being in overtime. Sure, that's bound to catch up with you, but that's, you know, that's tournament play. Nobody feels sorry for you.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta find a way to battle through it. But on top of that, we really haven't been that healthy. Not that that's an excuse. Again, a lot of teams are banged up, but you know, Ruthie's not playing at 100%, and Maite, of course, came down late to the tournament, and you know, it's just. It was one of those things, and again, not to take anything away from Stanford, they wanted it more. You could tell they played with a little bit more focus and passion than we did.
Talking with Coach Graves, you mentioned Ruthie, who got hurt against OSU, missed UCLA, returned for the USC win, and I've heard you say, you know, she it's not logical to think she's 100%, and we know she's a gamer, but. How'd she come out of that? I mean, like you said, you never play back-to-back. She's hurt, then you go back-to-back-to-back. I mean, how's she feeling hitting this little respite?
Well, you're a Nick fan. I liken her to Willis Reed, you know? She's kind of playing on one leg right now, but this week will be good for her to just, you know, we're not going to meet up again until Sunday, so they're going to have an entire week off to just heal physically, but I think heal mentally. You know, it's been a long grind for these guys. They've been under the microscope, unlike many other teams. I mean, maybe Notre Dame and UConn, but the spotlight this team particularly has been under this year has been incredible, and they've handled it well, but they need a little mental break, and you know, and that's what we're going to be able to get. They'll get in and shoot on their own because that's the kind of people they are.
Right.
I've asked them to at least get a couple of good weightlifting sessions in with our strength coach, but they won't have anything with a coaching staff member all week long.
No rock climbing or anything like that either as a recommendation.
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Free Solo, I recommend it, man. That's one of the most inspirational movies I've seen.
My producer's,
speaking of rock climbing,
my producer's giving me the eye like it's amazing.
Oh, incredible.
One final medical front thought. We know Taylor Chavez, who's had such a strong freshman season, missed the Arizona games, this tournament. How's that foot coming along? Are we in a wait-and-see mode? Or I guess also, beyond how she is, how nice is it that she doesn't have to play for another 10 or 11 days?
Oh, I think that's great. I think it's coming along as well as expected. You know, we don't know the timeline as far as her return. We're hoping that if we can make it to the regional round, that she'll be back with us, and that might be a perfect time to get, you know, really a lift up, you know, with her return. We sure miss her, but I thought Morgan Yeager stepped in admirably down there and had a big game against UCLA. And, you know, so we have confidence in the group. You know, the depth won't mean as much starting in the NCAA tournament because you don't play back-to-back days. And, you know, and for the most part, for the first week, we're going to be in our own beds, which I think really helps. And then the games themselves, you know, the TV timeouts are much longer, you know, about a minute longer. And so, you know, you're not as taxed during the game. So there's a lot of factors that play in positively in our favor once the tournament starts.
You know, I'm happy you brought up Morgan because obviously in the absence of Taylor, we've seen more of her. For folks who aren't familiar, you know, she had the red shirt with a back injury. She was a really nice recruit out of Australia, and you mentioned she was tremendous in the UCLA win. I mean, she's played key minutes the last five games. So what are we liking about how her game is coming along? And, you know, obviously the benefit of being in there in such critical games.
Well, a few things she does really well. Number one, she's a good defender, especially an on-ball defender. Really strong, got great feet. You know, offensively, she plays with confidence, and, you know, she can attack the basket. It was a pleasant surprise. Not that she's not a good shooter. She's a very good shooter, but she's really good at attacking the basket. They hit three key three-point shots in the UCLA game. So she's a good, just well-rounded, heady player, and you know, and again, she's going to help us down the stretch here. Already has, and I anticipate she's going to help us more.
You know, heading into the Pac-12 tournament, the consensus was at that time you were a two seed. You were probably going to host two games, play in the regional at Portland. There was no guarantee you'd move up to the one line, even if you won it all. And I get that you're kind of going to be on pins and needles for a week, but do you still feel like a two? Two games here, and then a really good shot to head to Portland?
Well, you know, honestly speaking, that's where we would like to go.
Right.
But I don't really care, you know, where they send us. That's a logical choice. I think our body of work is such that makes sense. You know, I do know that they, you know, geography does play a factor, and I think they'd like to keep teams that can help draw near home. But we won the regular season Pac-12 championship. Our RPI is top five. I think we have a win over a number one projected seed and a number two. That number two win was by 40 on their floor. We really don't have a bad loss at all. And two of those losses were arguably without one of the most dominating players in the country. So I just, you know, if they put a premium on a conference tournament championship, then, okay, maybe they don't make that decision. But if you look at winning the regular season championship, I think that's got to factor positively. But, Steve, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll leave that to you, big guy. I'm going to go recruit and try and get the next group of great Ducks and then worry about that on a week from today.
Well, the key here is if you win your two at home and go to Portland, I could go. So you all you're thinking about is you and your program. Oh. You're not focused enough on me, Coach.
I'll call the chairperson of the selection committee and let them know that should be a factor. There's RPI, there's top 50 wins, and there's Steve Tannen attendance. Right? I like it.
I'm all in. A couple
that might be enough to put us over the top. We'll see.
You never know. Every little thing helps. A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. So we watched on ESPN. They had you mic'd up. Now, I've followed.
Tell me there
you.
Was a delay. I hope.
No, you see, there are other coaches like John Gruden. There are people like me from Jersey. We're kind of potty mouths. You're not. But when you know the mic is on you, does it become second nature, or are you a little more cognizant of the fact that whatever you say during a game is now being recorded?
I am who I am every game. I don't change. So I'm assuming they have some discretion and only put on the air what can be used. But I'm sure they have in their archives and recorded some mighty colorful comments, we'll say. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay, no, it was fun.
I
was
didn't look dumb, though. Hopefully they didn't have me saying stupid stuff, did they?
No. I think that obviously it's ESPN, and like the Pac-12 network, they're terrific at what they do, and they just add an entertainment, informative, analytical kind of angle to it, and it's always a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Okay. And lastly, you've been through this a lot, from Gonzaga, now here. You have the emotion, the momentum of a long season. And unlike the men, you stop. You know, you take a week and change off, and you kind of alluded to it. How do you approach the time off as far as it's kind of double-edged? You want to keep your team sharp, but, man, do you want to take advantage of the rest?
I think the latter, Steve. It's the rest. They need it. And, you know, honestly, Ruthie and Sabrina need to practice one more pick and roll, you know, this week. I just think they need it. It hasn't hurt. And the honest truth is every women's team is really in the same boat. All Power Five conferences have had their tournaments. So we're all resting up. I it's funny. You look at the men's tournament, those tournaments that go 3-4 days and they end on a Sunday right before the tournament.
Right.
I think if you're a high seed and the seed isn't really going to change, heck, I think you're better off losing on a Friday night, giving your kids the weekend off. Could you imagine playing on a Sunday in your championship after three grueling days, and then the tournament starts on a Thursday, and those teams have to leave on Tuesday?
Right.
I mean, you've got no time to rest, relax, take it all in, decompress, whatever you need to do on the men's side. I prefer ours.
All right. Well, I guess the next time we talk, we'll know where you're headed.
We'll know
who they're going to face. Well, travel safe to your five cities.
Why don't you come over live next week?
Where is
it? Do the show from Oregon.
I guess I could talk. I guess I could talk to my people. Do we know what time the selection show is?
It's usually at 4:00 Pacific.
Ooh, I'm going to have my people call their people and
let's go.
See what we can come up with. Coach, I know you're doing like you're like a rock band with your 5-day tour in 5 days. So travel safe.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
It's always a pleasure, Kelly, and we'll talk soon and enjoy your week.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
All right, take it easy.